Blackstone Audio presents In Deep Water, The Anatomy of a Disaster, The Fate of the Gulf, and How to End Our Oil Addiction, by Peter Lehner with Bob Deans. Timeline. April 20th. BP's Macondo well blows out beneath a mile of water in the Gulf of Mexico, spewing oil and natural gas over the drill rig Deepwater Horizon. An explosion and fire on the rig, owned by Transocean, kills 11 workers out of 126 aboard. April 22nd. After burning 2 days at sea, the Deepwater Horizon sinks, shearing off the riser pipe connecting the wellhead to the rig and unleashing a torrent of crude oil and natural gas into the ocean. April 24th. Remotely operated vehicles, ROVs, inspect the capsized rig and find two oil leaks from the well pipe along the sea floor and a third from the riser. BP says up to 42,000 gallons a day could be leaking, later revises estimate to 200,000 gallons a day. April 30th. Defense Secretary Robert Gates mobilizes Louisiana National Guard to help with oil cleanup and removal and to protect critical habitat. May 1st. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano names U.S. Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen the National Incident Commander for the administration's continued response. May 2nd, BP begins drilling first relief well, estimates it will take 90 days to complete. May 4th, Pentagon approves mobilization of up to 17,500 National Guard troops to help various states with spill, 6,000 in Louisiana and Mississippi, 3,000 in Alabama, 2,500 in Florida. May 5th, BP says it has stopped flow of oil from one of three leaks, doesn't change overall.